This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob, did you see this story in The Athletic? This was from 5 hours ago. Sam Amick talking about Luka Doncic, who we saw last night beat the Lakers, but that huge trade that they made for Anthony Davis. But here's the story, and I'll quote from it. Make no mistake, the people who witnessed Doncic's last days in Dallas do not paint a flattering portrait of the 25-year-old's professionalism. They call him lazy. They talk about weight issues that were such a frequent frustration within their walls. They mention the social habits that The Athletic has reported on, such as a taste for beer and hookah, which have been a point of concern for NBA types since he was 19. They predict his basketball demise, highlighting a health history that, as some see it, will likely lead to catastrophe in the next 5 years or so. So now everybody on social media is calling him Luka Doncic. What do you make of this?
I mean, I've heard those things, and I've also heard that because of his habits and things that go beyond what you just described, potentially, that they just decided they weren't going to supermax him and give him the money that he wanted eventually, so why not move him now?
But what is hookah? Is that smoking out of a long pipe, Bob?
I don't know.
Limits?
I haven't done a hookah.
No, I have not either, but I know there are places where you can do that.
Can you look up what a hookah, when they say his taste for beer and hookah, what they mean by that, please?
Maybe Mark Cabali would know what a hookah is.
Let's bring in Mark Cabali.
Because he knows what a
the
yeet,
big boy.
Yeet. Maybe in a hookah.
He is on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. There he is. He's also on our YouTube channel. He works for the Pat McAfee Show, and he just fell. I think he fell, Bob. Are
what
you okay?
What in the world is going on?
Mark?
Hold on.
Are you up, right? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's just
my first question for you, Mark. Does Pat have an unlimited expense account for you? You can go out to any steakhouse you want, and he pays.
We're gonna test that, right?
Do you know what hookah is, Mark?
Yeah. It's a hookah. I'm guessing there's different kinds of hookah. I guess you can add things to hookah. Is there a hookah bar in the South Side?
Yeah, I guess that means you go in and you smoke, right, Bob?
There are smoke shops everywhere in Pittsburgh. I don't know if you've noticed, but they're everywhere.
That's a vape shop there. Yeah. But I think I don't know. You're asking the wrong person when you're talking about a hookah.
All right, then let's move on to the Steelers. These NFLPA grades are out. Not good grades for the Steelers. Art Rooney gets a D again from his own players. Big deal, small deal, no deal.
I think it's a small deal. I don't think it's that important of an issue, because when you look at it, you really break it down and you put it across the whole horizon there and add everything to it. It's all based on the size of the facility. Locker room's got a bad grade. Yeah, because locker rooms stink because the facility is too small. Different amenities within the training room. Yeah, because the size of the facility is too small. And if you would find yourself, now you can sit here and criticize them for not finding a better place or not moving forward quickly enough to get a more 2020 version of a facility, but they've been adding to stuff there, but it's just out of room, man. Just totally out of room. They need to move out of that facility in order to be able to get any of these high grades. And you talk to some people about these grades, so you don't know where they come from. I don't think it's more than a dozen people that do this survey. I mean, it could be a practice squad guy could be there for
It averages out to 52 players per team, if they're telling the truth.
They can average it out 52 per team, but I don't think that's the Steelers' participation level. But that's beside the point. I do think they did upgrade some things from last year. But, I mean, their travel was top 10. Their food is a B-, which is just ridiculous in my eyes, right, Pomp? It should be a lot higher
than
that.
That's what I told Joe. And, I said,
well, how do you guys know if you haven't been to every other facility?
You don't need to go to every facility to taste good food and a whole abundance of it, do you? Do you want Michelin-star chefs? Is that what you want? If that's the case, then we're talking about a bunch of spoiled athletes.
What do you think of Donnie Football taking a little shot at you, big boy?
They're always taking shots at me there. I guess I'm an easy target. But the bottom line is, Joe, they had to construct a sauna inside the confines of the bathroom, the locker room bathroom, because they have no room to put it.
Well, when are they getting a new facility? I just saw an interview, I think it was Jenna Harner with Art last year, where he said this facility is coming to an end here when we're going to have to upgrade or get a new one. What are you hearing?
Yes. I think they hired David Morehouse a couple years ago, and I think he's in charge of partly that and partly of upgrades to the stadium as well. I think maybe Danny Rooney might have something to do with it. But, you know, I think there is a contract tied to that facility for the next couple of years. But I think they know more than anybody else that they got to move. They've outgrown it. And I'm sure Pitt would love to take over the entire facility themselves because they're pretty jammed up as well. It was a good idea 25 years ago. Right now, having a pro team and a college team share a facility is just counterproductive.
Where though would be the land to do this? Is it in a similar position down the road? I know they have a lot, up against the river down there. They have options potentially.
Yeah, I think I was snooping around. I think across the river and what is across the river? I don't even know the name.
A lot of land.
Town.
I don't know, but it's a lot of land.
Yeah, but I think it's sold though. I think somebody owns that.
Okay.
The smart thing would be, not the smart thing, because I wouldn't want to do it, is go up to Cranberry, get cheaper taxes, of course, out of the city. But I don't know how willing Art wants to move the franchise out of the city of Pittsburgh as well. I'm sure it would, but that's the logical spot, right? Right next to the Penguins up in Cranberry. I mean, majority of the players, maybe not a majority, a large number of the players live north of the city anyway, so...
Well, that's certainly the case with hockey. A lot of the hockey players, and that's where they practice most of the time. So you don't have to even go into the city.
No, but that wouldn't do us any good. Well, maybe you, Pomp, not me.
No. It would do Pomp wonders, wouldn't it, Pomp?
No. I don't have a problem going where it is. I do think they can renovate that and make it bigger, though. I do think there's a way. So we'll see. That's going to be
down there. 5 years. What did they do? They put a ton of money into it, 10, 20 million.
But it's like, you know what? It's like anything
five,
else,
six
Mark.
Years ago, and they already outgrown it.
It's just every 10 years or so, you got to change stuff. It's just the way it is. It's like your house.
Bob, you see the parking situation.
It's awful.
They're parking on top of each other because there's no room. It's just no room.
Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the 50-minute mark on the Fan. Oh, limitless wonder. Well, I'll tell you in a minute what that's brought to you by. I'll make you wait for that one, won't I? So what about Matthew Stafford? How realistic? It sounds like Tom Brady's making a push for Stafford. What do you think about the Steelers? Yeah. What do you think about the idea of him on the Steelers, Mark?
Oh, the idea is good, but I don't think that comes to fruition. I mean, there's a reason why things have gone south in Los Angeles. It's because money, right? He wants more money, and I don't think that's the prudent position the Steelers should go into right now with a 37, 38-year-old quarterback. I mean, if Omar could pull off some magic and, you know, get a guy for a one-year deal at a decent rate, yeah, that's a different story, but I don't see that happening right now. So I would even put him way beneath the list. You know, it would probably be Trevor Lawrence, then Matthew Stafford. I mean, we know where Trevor Lawrence sits in their thoughts right now. So I think Aaron Rodgers has a better chance to come here than Matthew Stafford.
Wow. I wouldn't go for that. What do you think most likely
sure
will happen? No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't want – I'm not a big Aaron Rodgers fan at this point of his life or career. I do think, though –
Well, he might even retire. Pat said today on his show, I listened to part of it, is he doesn't he's contemplating L.A., but he wouldn't even count out retiring as well. So you just don't know with Rodgers right now.
So the most logical solution is, when it comes to quarterbacks?
Same as it was about a month ago, Justin Fields. I think they're waiting to see what kind of answer they get from him. And while they wait for him, they got to pretend, and I say pretend like they are interested in everybody just in case Justin Fields does not want to come here or gets a better offer somewhere else. I think it's always been Justin. I think he's their number one priority. But you can't put all your eggs in your basket. And even Omar said that yesterday. You know, we right now have nobody under contract. So we have to approach it like that and go out and try to evaluate every possible scenario right now. But if it was up to them, I think they would bring back Justin Fields as number one. And we'll see what happens after that. The one thing you can't do is say, hey, Russell, we want Justin hold around just in case he goes somewhere else. That's just not a good way of doing business. So they're going to make it sound like everybody's still involved, but Justin Fields is the guy they want.
15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Where are you? What's happening?
I'm outside the old media center in the Combine.
Oh.
And some guy just walked by and just started talking on his just totally interrupted me there, Joe. What's going on?
I don't know.
You should. People have no sense of
couth.
Their surroundings.
Yeah. Where are we with Najee at this point? Is he coming back?
It didn't sound like it. Omar pretty much rubber stamped the Jalen Warren restricted free agent tender coming up here within the next week or two to be able to bring him back, and then they'll probably add somebody there and on the in the free agency market and draft somebody right there. So I think it's going to take a lot of negative things to happen to Najee Harris for them to even consider him coming back. So I think, honestly, I think that ship has sailed.
So there was a report that Ashton Jeanty had met with the Steelers and they were interested, which I when I hear these things, Mark, I just think that they're doing their due diligence. Never would I look at it and say, oh, they're going to take him in the first round. I think they learn maybe that's not the prudent play when it comes to running backs. He's an interesting player for sure, but aren't they just doing their due diligence? Would you read into that other than, you know, they're trying to find out as much as they can about the guy?
The last thing you want to do, Pomp, is be sitting there at 21 and everybody's off your board and Jeanty's sitting there and saying, you know what, we didn't do any research on him whatsoever. Man, we're just left in the cold right now. I mean, like you said, you got to do your due diligence, even though it's a long shot of even getting to or even draft him into that point or finding, you know, a guy that you would want more than him at that point right there. So it's more than that. I mean, they spend the majority of the time out here in the combine talking to these guys, trying to get a feel for them and don't even discredit what it means 4 years down the road from now when Jeanty might be a free agent and Mike Tomlin all of a sudden needs a – I said Mike Tomlin, Joe. He'll be here in 4 years. Wants a running back, and Jeanty says, oh, wow, they liked me back then. So I would not anticipate they unless that first round of the draft just goes bonkers and you're left with no choice and you can't trade out of it, then you have to entertain it. But you're right. They're just doing what they need to do at this point, so they have a book on the guy.
All right, a yes or no version of the free association. You ready, Doctor?
Sure.
George Pickens gets a new contract this offseason.
No.
George Pickens is back with the Steelers next season.
Next season as in 26?
This coming season.
Yeah, I think he'll play out this year, unless it goes real south and they trade him by the deadline.
The Steelers will draft a wide receiver in the first round.
Yes.
Justin Fields will be their quarterback.
No.
Who will be their quarterback?
Dangerous, baby.
Oh,
Danger
boy.
Russ.
Danger Russ. Okay. Defensive line. Pony put out there that Javon Hargrave may be a man of interest. Will he be on the Steelers next year?
He's an very interesting. I'd take a look at him. I haven't kept on my up on my Javon Hargrave film over the past couple of years, but he's a guy that can play multiple positions, so I'll definitely look at him, yeah.
Thank you, big boy. We'll let you go.
Have a nice
Austin
trip.
Must be giving you the old, he must be giving you the old wind it up thing, right?
Yeah, it's like the old gong show. He's pulling me off stage. Thank you, big boy.
All right, fellas.
All right, see ya, Mark.
Goodbye. What a nice man he is, huh, Bob?
Yeah, that's the loud area he was in.
Yeah, it was. It was getting a little too loud, wasn't it?
But it is a combine. There are a lot of people there. A vacuous stadium.
Very vacuous, yeah.